The temperatures have been hovering below zero, and the wind chills at times are in the double-digit below zero range. Sounds like a perfect time for a conversation on solar energy. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. For those interested in renewable energy resources, there's a rather exciting development in the Ann Arbor area. Plans are coming together for installation of a massive 10-acre, 1-megawatt solar array on the Ann Arbor Municipal Airport property. Today, we're going to look at how this project came about, where we are in the process, and what it's going to mean. My guest this morning is the City of Ann Arbor's Environmental Coordinator, and Matt Nod. Good morning to you, and thank you for coming back to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Thanks again for having me.
Well, it was back in early December the city announced the partnership with DTE Energy and a plan to construct a significant solar array at the airport. The utilities plan to do so. How did this all come about? Did the utility approach you? Were you working in partnership with DTE?
We talk to the utility on a regular basis on a variety of issues, streetlights, and one of the things that was important to Mayor Heftia was getting more and more renewables and running more of the city services on renewables. And when the utility had a renewable portfolio standard they had to meet, they were looking for sites to install up to 15 megawatts, and one of our sites came up as a optimal site.
And again, it can produce up to 1 megawatt based on current proposal, correct?
Right. The current plan is to look for a roughly 10 to 14 acre area and put in at least 1 megawatt with a little bit of room in case there's an opportunity to expand.
And it costs nothing for the city to allow DTE to do this. In fact, it can be a revenue generator for Ann Arbor.
Will be a revenue generator, excuse me. Could be somewhere on the order of $40,000 a year, depending on how much is installed. And that's quite a bit more than we're getting paid to grow soybeans. So,
exactly, which is what's happening right now.
Right.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Ann Arbor Environmental Coordinator Matt Nod. We're talking about the proposed solar array for the Ann Arbor Airport property. Now, we talk about 10 acres of solar array. Can you kind of paint a word picture what that might look at? Can you give us a size, sense, and scope of what that is?
Sure. The area of land we're looking at, and again, I think it's probably closer to 14 acres, so about 1,000 feet by 600. If you take a look at the array that's on Plymouth Road on the old Pfizer campus, the difference there is this array would be installed about 300 feet from the road, so it'd be not nearly as visible. It's about 15 feet tall, all oriented to the south to maximize sun capture. And at least for this installation, there's a good chance it's going to be between two tree lines. So in a lot of ways, it won't be very visible at all, except to the pilots landing at the airport.
When we put into perspective what 10 acres of space will generate, it comes out to about enough power for 150 homes, right?
Yeah, that's what the utility said. So,
that's a lot of space for what seemingly, in my mind, seems like a very little amount of energy. Am I misinterpreting it?
No, I think that's right. It's about what it would take to generate for 150 homes. And so I think what you'd be looking for is putting solar on pieces of property that wouldn't be used for other more high-value projects. And that's why the airport's nice, because we'll never build a 10-story apartment building by a landing strip. We'll never plant trees there. So this is why this property, we'd also possibly consider in the future looking at the old landfill site, because that's capped. We'll never build on it in the foreseeable future. So locking
that. And what kind of space are we talking about in the landfill site?
300 acres.
So now we're talking about moving beyond a utility trying to meet its renewable energy standard as mandated by the state legislature. And we're talking about the city of Ann Arbor looking to get into perhaps its own solar manifestation or renewable energy manifestation that's going to do a lot of good in the future. Correct?
Correct. Yeah. So we would need about 160 acres of solar to generate the equivalent amount of energy to run our water and wastewater plant. So, And that land's available at the city. There's also some interesting things going on with carports on parking structures. So there's one of the...
They're doing that in Pittsfield Township.
Yep. And we're looking at one of our parking structures would have, it's about an acre. So you start adding that up, and when the economics make sense, I think we're going to see more and more of this. But right now, it is making economic sense if you can do it at this kind of large scale where you come in and install it all at once. It's wind is still a cheaper renewable energy installed, but this gets energy. We can't put wind turbines in the city. We don't have enough wind and also siting issues. So this is an opportunity to get more and more renewables installed near where our users are.
Again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with the City of Ann Arbor's Environmental Coordinator, Matt Knott. And there's a local solar energy and a planned solar array for the Ann Arbor Airport property, but it may be just the beginning of what we see down the line and in the future. What kind of commitment is it going to take from the city and from the governing bodies in this area and at the state level in order to make your vision for Ann Arbor's renewable energy resources truly feasible?
It's not just my vision, but we have a climate
vision,
action plan,
right,
and a lot of council and resident support for this. I think part of it is the pricing coming down, and solar's used to be something on the order of $10 a watt installed, and now it's down closer to $2.50. So it's dropped significantly, so the economics are starting to make sense. Pricing solar, because solar tends to get generated when people need it the most, and so if you were to pay people either at a solar farm or on their homes to generate solar, you know, setting the price right. That's what Germany's done, and they have more installed solar than any other country that I know of.
So based on current trajectory and current planning process, can you paint a vision of Ann Arbor's energy portfolio 10 to 20 years from now?
I wish I could with certainty. A lot's going to depend on how the partnerships with the utilities continue. But I think the economics make a lot of sense, and I think the customer demand is going to be there, and I think we're going to see more wind and more solar. You know, our goal is a 25% reduction in our greenhouse gas emissions by 2025, and a lot of that's going to depend on new energy, renewable energy sources.
So as we look at this particular installation that is most likely for the Ann Arbor Municipal Airport property, what barriers remain to getting this project underway?
Not barriers so much as just we're at the
process.
Beginning stages, sure. So council has to approve a license agreement where we agree to lend the land to the utility. Then we would go through the Pittsfield Township planning process. And again, I think with this being very far from the road and, you know, we're hopeful that that'll go smoothly. Both the state and federal aviation organizations have to approve the release of the land at the airport. The fact that we're not going to use that for airport purposes anymore.
That sounds like a lot of bureaucracy to go through.
It's a lot of steps continue. but I, you know, we're hopeful that we've had conversations with Pittsfield Township. We're having conversations with the aviation administration people. And so as the project gets designed, they'll have something to review. And we're hoping that'll all go smoothly. And hopefully by the end of this year, the first part of this project would be installed.
Again, at the time of the announcement, it was expressed we could see the array installed and operational in about a year's time. And assuming those I's get dotted and the T's get crossed, you're saying that is absolutely feasible, that as we move into the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, this solar array could be up and operational.
I haven't heard anything different from the utility, so.
Well, where can we find more information on the Ann Arbor Airport Solar Array Project and perhaps how it relates to Ann Arbor's Climate Action Plan as well?
Well, as soon as items go up before council, those will be live on Legistar, or folks can reach out to me through the city's website, a2gov.org/energy, and we'll be posting information as the project firms up.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your time and you coming into the studios of WEMU.
Oh, thanks so much, David. It's always good to be here.
That is Matt Knott. Matt is the City of Ann Arbor's Environmental Coordinator. I'm David Fair, and you have been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.